2023 GLE year crash over body. You don't have the manners.
No, I save our life.
Now I save shit.
The reason I may save our life is because. Anyways, welcome back, guys. Wagwan.
Hello, hello, hello.
Welcome back to another episode of HQ Podcast. We're right back at episode 35. Because sadly, guys,
Carlos deleted.
Lisa messed up the vibe. Lisa messed up the vibe.
Such a bitch. Stop. Don't turn the life on me. Don't turn the life on me.
Make it Lisa the what they call it?
The passport?
The passport.
AKA hard drive.
The hard drive. We call it passport, because you know, we're gonna fly. Yeah. So we get the passport and we say, Lisa, do what you do best. Edit. And then Lisa, double click, video now. Bro.
Oh, I'm thinking that.
Video now show.
I'm thinking that.
So who mash it up? Now Lisa. Huh. Because me get good.
We can give you a hug?
No, it's fine. It's
no, I'm feeling very emotional right now.
Sure. No, man, it's like, no. Anyways, yeah, guys, so we're there, you know, and live and living colors. Isn't it? So thank you guys for tuning in. Thank you guys for watching. Continue, guys, to like and comment. Me soon. Start coming upon the video them again.
Yes, kudos good, to good, you. Good, good, good.
And remember, guys, up the gate. Up
the gate.
Upgrade to the elite membership because
fully done.
We are elite. I get the full nice video devs on raise. You see me? All right. So we get some submission. We do some submission. At the pass when they get free put over. But why?
We answer on the DMs. We can't buy freedom over. So all the best with full dilemmas. You see me? God know what. We no do something another week, and God say. We now reward you. Where over there do?
Yeah?
Where did I do?
We are talking people.
Alright, so wait, what? Hmm? Where is it?
On,
which one you want to go with first? You want to go Instagram or
TikTok? The last time we did go Instagram. And then we take that one to get last. So we have a TikTok.
Oh. Alright. Alright, so. We
got one today. We really want to get to it.
No, we can't go first.
Why do you
have to go? I'm busy. It make him go last.
Yeah, what thing against man?
No, it's just I like order. Okie dokie. Alright, so this look like a female. Alright, so she say.
Wait, I want to read two paragraphs.
No, okay. I just want. Okay.
Yeah.
I've been dating this guy for a few months, right?
Mm-hmm.
Exactly my type. Can't trust him though because he's a soldier. First time I introduce my so-called best friend to him, them end up have sex. Right?
What? That was quick.
Your friend is a whore. Okay. I was in the room. I walked out and they continued. I looked over.
What?
Wait, I'm confused. So, I'm starting over back. So I've been dating this guy for a few months, right?
Uh-huh.
Exactly my type.
Uh-huh.
Can't trust him though, because uh-huh. he's a soldier.
Naturally.
First time I introduce him to my so-called best friend, them end up have sex, right? I was in the room, I walked out, and they continued. No manners whatsoever. Disrespectful bitches.
Fuck, I should walk out.
Yeah, you should have fight.
You should have walked out with no violence.
You're really... You must be new to the podcast, guys. I looked over that because in the first month... What? I looked over that because in the first month of us dating, I had sex with someone else.
Oh.
Okay. Bun for bun.
Okay.
Because he never did a move like him did one serious about me, and I told him. Anyways, him and my BF been a text after that. He always say, watch who on a call, friends, because people not real.
Like, he know something.
Yeah, man. He might tell upon himself. My man hardly ever have time for me because of his work. Mm-hmm. And when we are together, his phone is always on. is always on do not disturb. Mm. And the phone face always turned down. Nobody can call him. Nobody can tell me him no have other woman. Anyways, a few days ago, I met a guy and we started texts, etc. Video calls, everything. Didn't tell him I was in a relationship, but I always talk about my man. One evening, wait. You say you never tell him about no relationship, but you always talk about your man. No, that work. You say, oh, my cousin. Yeah, you're talking a quote. Okay. One evening, I leave the new guy on my phone with... What? One evening, I leave the new guy on my phone with my BFF and go bed. When I come back, everything was normal. Few hours later, him send me a pic of my man and ask if me know him. Rotted.
Best friend something.
Him was gonna this what? No, ask if me know him. Him was gonna disown my man if nobody. Me not understand what you're trying to say, woman.
No, read word for word.
If me know him, was gonna disown my man for nobody.
Oh, if me know him, like my ask if she know him, and she says she not gonna disown her man.
For nobody.
For nobody. Yeah.
Alright, mums, my like, oh, you're talking standard English.
But you just, no comma,
you
no
just need the commas, the full stop, so I know when to stop on, you know.
I'll take a breath and take a,
take a sip of water. All of this are one long sentence. Okay, this one my man for nobody. Mm-hmm. So me say yes. Him call my man and tell him one bag of something, right? Mama. I call my BF and told him everything. Him a cuss, then him block me. Me start cry, you know, because me love him.
What?
Take my BFF phone. Send me a call him to tell him to unblock me. Ross. Yeah. Is a conversation but both F that
about F. Come on, I last one. We can do it.
Call him to tell him to unblock me. Ross in a conversation but me don't want to say the word, but me can say it to make it sound
okay. Dramatic.
Absence. All right, Ross in a conversation but fuck, but now him there, I behave like the victim, and after all that, still want him, but I'm keeping my distance. What should I do?
Listen to me. You don't understand.
Me not understand the whole of the scenario.
You understand? Me
no,
I understand 100%.
Wait. Me recap to you and see if what me think makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Me, I talk to Miguel.
Okay.
But Miguel, a soldier. Miguel never did take me straight. Take me serious.
Mm-hmm.
I'm cheap on him.
Mm-hmm.
And MDC be my BFF.
Best friend.
Yeah, but me look past that because me you know some.
You never did see
her. Yeah. Whatever.
When I miss the girl code, but go on.
Yeah. So no, me and him talk. Me and him depend on serious level at all. Mm-hmm. But me still me meet one new guy.
Yeah.
And I text this new guy.
Yeah.
I'm a best friend to my phone and give.
No, yeah.
Oh, the guy find out about Miguel.
Okay, the guy find out Miguel because she left her phone, left her best friend to talk to the new guy. Like she gonna go be here or whatever. So she got up on the phone saying, give her, like, go and talk to somebody.
Why the hell did I do that?
Just stupid. And then she say, your best friend.
And then you say, your best friend sleep with your man?
Yeah, already. You see me? So that should be known. But she
got mentioned. The fact that she even still have her owner after that. That's crazy.
Exactly. Because, you know, sisters come first. Friends come first. So, no. After that, no. Look at the best friend. We'll talk about the soldier guy.
To the
new guy.
To you. Yeah, you are the new guy.
Oh, my new guy.
Yeah, to you. Okay, so my best friend go talk. Mm-hmm. To you about Miguel.
Yeah.
And then you end up find Miguel picture and ask me if
no,
I'm Miguel like.
Because me and your talk no, I come to you. I'm say to you, say yo, you know Miguel? You didn't know you say, you know this one your man.
So yeah, me know him.
You know him.
What you gonna do about it?
So no, me say, hey, alright, cool. So me go to Miguel now and say to Miguel, say, yo, brother. Rare.
Is it Miguel and the boy a soldier? A friend?
Me don't know, but we go to him.
Oh, you can go to him and you have his number.
I don't know me find it, but I don't find it. You feel like the best friend give me, because the best friend has a sense.
That best friend is a snake.
And the best friend is not a good
friend.
Is
a bitch.
Oh, so the whole of this, the best friend. That's not a best friend. That's more of a... She's jealous.
That's a good episode name. That's not a best friend.
That's not a best friend.
Yeah, that's not a best
friend. Just like that.
Yeah, I catch you. That's not a best friend.
So, after that, no. You, Miguel, no, can link you and I cost you about it, no. Rare. Mm-hmm. But you still love Nigel because I guess what?
Me yamen.
Yeah, yamen.
Yeah.
You see me? So at that time, no, this situation, you know what to do.
Guys, don't be a yamen.
You need to drop it two of them and move on a different parish and start over.
And don't take up no soldier. You never learned from the last episode. My God. You say you want fun, but I think you want fun for real. Can you not listen?
I'm not going to tell nobody if you're not talking.
But me will tell the girls. Don't take up no soldier.
If you like, say, oh, if Mr. Black your face. Miguel, check if Mr. Black or Lisa face. Do block my face, neither. Who can go with that? Or she? Come over more.
Anyway.
Okay. Alright, cool.
Alright, so you tell people to drop our friend.
Yeah, drop the best friend, and drop the other new guy. Go to a new parish and start over, brand new, and focus by yourself. Yeah, me don't understand what people are doing about a relationship here and about a problem in a relationship, man. Sometimes if you know if left, the man give you a bone. For the first bone, me don't know why. You never act enough.
She never feel it in her soul.
She don't know what to do.
You know, her neck back it lick, but you never capture the heart.
To me, it feel like, say, some females, them put too much dependence upon the guys, them, so that so if they drop them, they will fall. Like if the guy appear a certain...
That is why I always say if you're not financially stable, you mustn't deal with nobody.
Yeah,
that goes for men and women. Yeah. A girl, you know, you can't afford a man just kick away foot like that.
Yeah,
that's not cute.
It sounds like to me, like, say, if she dropped the man, she got fall. But to each his own.
To each his own.
Don't listen to me, huh? What do I know?
A lot. Anyways, on to the next one. This one look like a big batty girl. Meaning her ass look fat. You can, well, you now see because you know your vision poor. You know your glasses. At you, anyways. So move forward from Clarendon, Zin. He's a man then. He's a man. Sorry, your ass fat. If I use that in a DP, your ass fat for your man. I may appreciate that.
I'm putting it in my seat.
So move forward from Clarendon, Zin. Have a baby mother down. Have a baby mother down there, I suppose to be there, so.
Yeah, well,
but she been a F around.
Mm-hmm.
I do all sort of effery, you see me?
Mm-hmm.
Fast forward to this date, my move come on maybe 6 months now, mm-hmm. and my find a female, January.
Mm-hmm.
We are link and thing until, you know, we do. That led to another, and we got in a relationship to make get her pregnant.
Mm-mm.
As well. And I fall so much in love with her, some days I forget that I actually have a child.
Mm-hmm.
On the way back home, I'm 20 by the way, what's your take on the situation?
Brother,
you're a man whore.
No.
You big bitch.
No, why you do that?
Send the link to this new girl where I've done a mobby. Girl, left him. The boy have your as a little side bitch. Him have him woman, done a yard. You can imagine it, look there. When do to she, him I go do to you, you know? Him 2 months from now, I'm going to figure some breed
him,
you.
Him.
And I'm going to find somebody in a Ochi. In a Ochi and breed them. And talk about how I'm in love. Learn what lesson?
Learn a lesson. When you breed somebody 2 times, you learn a lesson.
Look, so I'm to them man. One to them man, they were of like 34 pitney and 14 pitney.
No.
Them don't.
No,
them never learn.
No, them do that when they're old. I'm young, I'm 20. I'm learning a lesson.
You don't watch enough YouTube videos. Can you have man like in your age group, a little mm-hmm. older, like my early 30s?
Mm-hmm.
I've up to 34, Britney. Mm-hmm. That's so crazy. And not even say them have quadruplets or whatever, make it multiply so fast.
One.
Like some single, the man that shoot some single shot. And
bye.
But I feel like saying just look upon them and them breed instantly. All them just a pop up.
You might say one of them must come
rich. One of them must come rich.
And one of them must get out of poverty.
Oh my God, more than 1 million of them siblings. I'm not afraid for date. I'm only not one brother and sister. I have to check. I have to do DNA test every time I'm ready for gossip cheeks or condom all the time. Oh my God.
That's the way to go.
That sounds scary. What's supposed to mean, breed?
Anyways, my advice to the young man, 20 year old. Bro.
Sorry, you need to confess to two of them and God go with you after
that. Yeah. Them have, better you tell them from now so that you're going to get cussing still. But
can't believe you forget the woman.
Just get all the cussing from now.
Can't believe. The new girl knows you have a woman down there?
No, can't figure. Him figured. So, what you going to know?
Mighty God of Daniel.
Anyways, Miji, you need to put a strap on it.
That's so disrespectful.
You need to put a strap on it. And so long, you're just 20. You're going 2 years 30. 2 young youth.
I hope that one you have jacket.
Isn't me?
I am mine for 2 years. Learn your lesson after that. Right.
Yeah, fingers crossed, a jacket.
Fingers crossed, I want jacket and she pin it on you. And you're growing for 2 years, make it get banded to him, and then after that, she break your heart.
How dare you forget your first band?
You're rude. You don't have no manners. You're rude.
In a bonnet. Sorry, may I justify? Sorry. May I justify your behavior?
Oh my dog. My pressure go up. So
I'll go. Remind me if you come down. Sometimes if you come down.
Jesus Christ. Anyways, yeah. Before we get from.
So we can get the last one?
Oh, you want to rerun?
No, the last one. Not that one.
No, you want the last one?
No, me read that one first.
I'm going to say that one go first.
Okay, maybe it's nice something.
Do them kind of link in your social network.
So which one is it this morning?
No, yeah. I forgot to save some for the. We're going to do one more. Because uh-huh. That's 6 days, so. We're going to do the other three for the.
For the other episode.
Because the next one is Instagram. And then we drop back on TikTok.
Okay.
So, you can do that one here. It's the last one. Hello! That's what she did.
That's what I'm saying. You know me, general. Let me go for myself.
Alright, here you go. Come on, you can do it. I'm proud of you. Come on, guys. Let's cheer Carlos.
She's so pretty.
Yeah, true. She looks like she has a resting bitch face. But still, you know, you still want to get to talk to her.
What you want to say? Miguel wants
to say. Oh. Miss Waka pass on you. Yeah. Face to Miguel.
Miguel wants to say. Just in case.
Just in case. Slide in.
Is it? Yeah, it's in your pop out a while ago.
Yeah.
She's pretty, no sure.
You might do that thing here.
Yeah, man, yeah, go on, man. We have some nice followers now.
You get that proof. Oh, shit, after this one, do a morality. Me have one for you.
Me have three.
So, we'll not split it up.
Okay. Right, that's fine. All right, so I love watching your videos.
Thanks, girl.
I love say you love watching.
We. Is it my love that for you?
I'm like when you say y'all and not your. Anyways, I love watching y'all videos. Yeah. Want to get y'all take on something, writing on behalf of a friend.
Sure.
Don't think she'll mind though.
Wait. Say I tell we your friend business. I shouldn't know. Say I tell we are business. The thing is, after we read this, I will give you feedback. You're gonna send to her. Say, look, watch this though.
And the thing is, she call her friend name, but me not call.
You're sneaky looking girl. Yeah, me like that. You know.
Me not call her friend.
But just her friend name, Yamid. And she tired of the Yamid behavior. And
so she want to know.
She said she want Lisa or Carlos to tell you. Yes. Say you are Yamid and you need to move on.
So she gonna send him a video.
Yeah, me love that for you, girl. Send her the link.
Yeah.
Sorry for comment. Okay. Hi.
So mm-hmm. My friend
Dash
and her ex-BF have been together since high school.
Yeah.
5 years, I think, in bracket.
Oh, wow, they're married.
5 years married.
That long.
Anyways, they broke up last year because he is manipulative and he would threaten to off her and her family if she left him. At one point, I thought she was just joking about him threatening her. Because he seems like such a sweet guy, based off some of the things she told me about him and the couple times I saw them together, until I heard for it myself.
Mm-hmm.
Long story short, they broke up and she bawled her eyes out for months. until I could finally convince her to go out and enjoy her young life and forget about him. I live in the States and she lives in JA.
Oh, that's why you can't get liquor in her head. Okay.
Come here, sense.
You idiot, you're ball over the beat. She one of them girls, eh? Or say, lick me on my face with the Dutchie. Lick me with 2 bun I am. If him not lick you, him not love you. One of them girls.
I live in the States and she lives in JA. Anyways, she been going good so far, getting a nice little job, finding a sugar daddy, which take care of her.
Ooh.
Him live a foreign. And I talked to a guy.
Mm-hmm.
She said she had her eyes on from high school. According to her, the guy say him need indeed has like her since then, but didn't get to put chat to her.
Yeah.
He would glance her at times, then but him never did what make him move until she came of age.
Oh, it's a pedophile.
The sugar daddy that watch her from a long time.
Oh, aka pedophile.
Mm. Anyways, that's weird to me. They start talking. She say him treat her nice and she really like him. And him F good.
Lad.
Laughing face emoji.
Lad, me can't deal with the old body.
For him age.
Lad.
No ex won't come back in her life.
What? Wait, if you're ex?
Yeah. He might call her and I text her around one bag of
so she
question.
Can change her number or block him.
My question is now. You think she should go back to the ex?
Shut that shit. What does she ask
you? She is saying she still love him or stay with Mr. I've been watching you.
I'm most enjoy this to backside. I'm most enjoy this.
That's why she said she was we.
I'm most enjoy. Make her try not to go too hard because I truly don't know how most of them episodes I have to edit like really hard. Transport all the things that I actually said to her.
But she really wants to. Yeah, because I'm a nice guy.
You know, Carlos said I'm a bully, so.
I did not say that.
He said I'm aggressive.
Okay.
You agree with that?
Right.
So I'm going to say kindly to your friend, Miss Yamed. This is coming from Carlos and Lisa.
No, Lisa first, and Carlos after.
No, this is coming from Carlos and Lisa. We advise you to stop being a Yamed. It is not good. You are too rooted and grounded for our liking, you know?
Uh-huh.
Even though you are a Yamed, you shouldn't be getting beaten with a yam. So you're not supposed to go back to a man who beat you up.
Mm-hmm. Isn't it? Threaten your family.
Yo, you know, so I leave me and your sister. I beat you. Because how dare you put my life at risk over body? Eh? Over body.
Because she love him.
Eh? Because she love him. And if him not look like a, a young Denzel Washington or a sexy Will Smith, that's before him did that with Jada. You see me? Me didn't see the point of you going back there. You see me? So no, you dear, go back to Mr. Yam Beater.
Stick to Mr. I've been watching.
Yes. If you don't want to block him, my advice is to change your number. You know, delete all your social media them.
Once threat is in it.
And definitely go to the police station and go report him nastiness.
Mm.
Make sure they show them a picture. Whatever. Get some cameras there. Yeah, if him already knows where you live. Make people know, say this bitch are threatening yourself, anything happen, them can say, alright, and the first world you do it, and we're going to kill
him. Understand, she didn't miserable in the past relationship, right?
Yeah,
I know she move on and happy.
Because she's too rooted.
And then know she want to go back.
No man, she rooted.
You can't understand.
The friend, he kind of lift her up a little bit out of the ground, and pass her to the sugar daddy, but through the sugar daddy all a week. They lift up him, you know, that far from the ground, so yeah, she kind of drop a little bit, so. You know, like gravity, I pull her back to the earth.
But she may thinking that all because
if him that we upon her become of age for make him move.
No, but priest say
and sugar daddy can be somebody 2-3 years older than you.
Alright, what if the guy I did both say 25 and she in the high school say 16?
That's not a sugar daddy.
Wait. In the high school say 16 and now she are 20, so the guy about 30 or that's about.
That's not a sugar daddy. That would be a minimum of 20 years difference.
So let's see, 20, 40.
Yeah, that can work. A little bit. Yeah, that can work. I just forgot it.
Yeah.
Your lip. Yeah, you got it. Oh, not
your own. We'll come on. Anyways. Yeah.
What
did
I say?
Yeah. Anyways, miss. Why me don't know?
Rooted and grounded.
I don't understand. Women like happiness. They like chaos and violence. They don't like peace.
I choose violence. Yeah. Always.
If you're happy in a relationship, because you say, me too happy, so if you search your phone and find something from 60 years ago when him just that date you and then you end up in the relationship.
Yeah, true. And then.
They don't like
me. I understand how people's. Like, I can't imagine how you get the first lick. I still stay.
And you stay. Like
because I understand if you stay and plot for beat him after, like say, him lick you in the morning, You can see until night. She said, you beat him back and then you cut.
No, she said she threatened him, but me don't know if they actually physical lick her. The friend said she threatened him.
I think them be send them fight or something like that. Well, if them be fight. Well, if them be fight, the only way me I can do new thing is so you can lick it. You can plot against him later.
I lick him with a dochi.
Hey.
To at Isle 9 years.
No. We're not going to jail.
Cook corn meal porridge. Nice sleep. When midnight, and then it has 3 name is Carmel.
Is that killing?
No, man.
Oh, the sabred skin?
Yeah, ears.
Ah! No, dog. Respect it.
Respect that.
Yeah, respect that. Respect that. Because you see me, I try to break this vengeful thing I'm have. You know, I try to let go and turn the other cheek. You know? So.
Turn the other cheek.
If you get. So. Morality?
Ah, you go first. Because
no, you find your own because you have to look for my own. It ain't a link.
Miguel, check your time. You take a pretty face and come back. Watch your time, man.
Don't talk to Miguel like that before you come back.
26. Alright, we have our morality time. Alright. Ready?
Mm-hmm, dating.
Before me, forgot you. Mm-hmm. Okay, let's see. Alright.
So, nervous.
You have to say the intro. Let's test your morality.
Yes, it's Lisa a saint?
So this one again, this is from Katrina Sergio on TikTok.
The pretty girl,
the morality test on TikTok. You can go over there, go watch her TikTok. Tell us, you see, I think by HQ podcast.
You can also watch it.
And see how nice. Yeah. Tell me, say, what's up?
Tell us, so you big up yourself.
Yeah. Anyways, so let's say. You and your sibling are walking home from a bar, right?
Mm-hmm.
Then a robber come up to you now and say, oh, give me a bag. You see me?
Okay.
And he's like, take your bag, cause you know.
I've been in a situation like that. No, I did not react like that. I'm ready to kill him, so continue.
That make you so hard.
Oh, okay. Do you think? Sorry. I did not say that.
Right. So you give me a bag, right? And then your sibling, there, I try to look fumble for your bag. You see me? I try to search for your bag.
Mm-hmm.
And then know it like, you rather get frustrated. Mm-hmm. So that goes a boom, pow, and shoot her. You see me? And shoot her and run gun. And I said, no. You jump on your knee. And you're balling.
How can I why people shoot this?
You see me? And after you're balling now, you say, why, God, why?
What?
Anyways.
That's all I got. I can't do it.
Anyways, so, you give me a description. Police come, give me a description or whatever.
Uh-huh.
Right, you're the morning already. Right?
So she dead?
She dead. So the police know. You got him after the police call and say, yo, I think we found him. You see me?
Yeah.
So you see, you need to come down with him. Why don't we see him?
Police station.
100 man. Yeah. You need to come down 100 man police station, come identify him. So after you go down there, I see him. And you realize same. You see, I say, I am do it.
And then
say, yo, Ewa, we catch him, you know. But Ewa go on. One deal up on the table. Them say, I'm willing, if you identify say him,
him,
we find out say him, right?
Yeah.
However, him the power next case, say one girl, in kidnap one girl, one little child, and carry the child. Listen to that.
Listen to where this is going, my God.
He kidnap one child, right? And he carry the child and bury her alive. However,
that
little girl.
Bitch!
The little girl of couple of hours.
No!
Him say him willing to tell you which part the child there.
If them set him free.
However,
bitch.
However, they must go get what do you think they want call away? Immunity.
Yeah.
They get immunity for the murder of your sister, and immunity for the kidnapping of the child.
Bitch.
But the parents for the child already consent. You say, yeah, man. But no wrong. We just want to get the girl alive.
Oh my God! Don't make me look like the asshole.
It's up to you now. If you say. Oh, and part of the immunity deal is he's gonna fly to a different country with a new name.
No!
And you don't know the name, and you don't know the country where he's gone to. You see me? So, it's up to you now. It's making get locked up, life in prison, or death row, whichever one, or you give him immunity and him tell us why the girl there, you're gonna find the girl alive, and he get to fly out and re. So, what would you do?
My God. Yeah, I'm gonna go find a pity.
Of
Yeah, I'm gonna find a nickname. Yeah, but me, I gotta have somebody that treat me. I gotta try to have somebody that treat him as best as possible.
No, I'm gonna
go. So as soon as them find the baby, and them start going me or wherever I go, them somebody follow him. Somebody have to follow him to see where he might go.
Alright, so you see how immunity deals here is.
Them tell them you have to protect your witness and everything.
Yeah, they have to, and they have to comply to it.
Oh my god.
They have to comply to the facts until they reach at the other place.
Alright, top chat now. This is upset. It's upset me. Yeah, upset
me. Yep, me upset you.
Yeah, upset me because you're not giving me no options.
No, I'm telling you how immunity deals here.
No, no. Yeah, the pitney, yeah, go find the damn pitney.
Where are you doing, girl? Yeah, him. My dad. Say pitney, I did too. Want to say it,
no, we can't make the baby dead.
Yeah, we can make the baby dead, that's true. And then he fly to the next country. Well, all you have to do is make it a life goal to find him. True, but I have time for that. And it's not like a movie.
Why, I'm left for, yeah, I'm left for make him find the pitney. I pray to God say that, somebody kill him.
They're going to find your conscience.
Yeah. Baby dog?
Yeah.
Because they can't be so hard, listen. He's a baby. So, suppose I hear a pitney. You want somebody to do that to your pitney? Oh, God. Anyways.
You can't let the
pitney. Why, heartless.
You couldn't let the parents in the eye, you
know? You're heartless.
No, the parents, the man in the room, by you know, the interrogation room, yeah. And the screen, are you and the parents in the animal point, sir?
Please, you, we are the parents and you the writer, sir. And we don't, and the lawyer, yeah, the writer, sir.
And the last
nigga.
Watch your bitch! Aya, look funny, man.
Watch your mama.
I'm saying, general.
Watch your mama. Hanging tree.
I'm saying, general. General.
Please.
What if it was your daughter?
Hanging tree.
Help me.
Hanging tree. Hanging tree.
Anyways.
That's not in the fun.
Anyways, me don't want to take the palm on my shoulder. Look, girl, me, it's around me. So,
oh my gosh.
Yeah. Anyways, I find it.
Yeah. Alright, this one is called The Spouse and the Lover. So, you are an EMT, that are the people who are working in an ambulance.
Oh, yeah. Cool job.
you are an EMT on the scene of a car crash, okay, that involves your spouse, mm-hmm, and the lover you didn't know she had. So, your wife and her bonaman get in a crash and you buck up on the crash then.
Okay.
They were both gravely injured. Uh-huh. Your spouse's injury is the worst of them.
Okay.
You can tell it's likely she will pull through. Meanwhile, her lover, mm-hmm, her lover's neck has a wound that will prove fatal if pressure isn't applied soon.
Okay.
Whom do you choose to work on?
I see woman.
You see the woman?
Yeah.
Sorry, woman. Yeah, I did. You can come give me bun. I mean, save you, no? Sorry.
So, save the other man?
Yep, make him about the business. She can then. Yeah, so all right, Miguel, you are the person who are working at the ambulance and you hear some accident go on. When you hear an accident, you recognize the car and say, oh my god, Alisa, oh no, oh man, check it out. But when your ropes all look good, yes, it's a me in the way, such man, which is my boner man.
Carlos.
You know, sir, the boner man. You realize the Carlos have one cup on him neck.
God bless him, Marcus. We don't know where you're going to mark
him. One wound on him neck, where if he apply pressure, he might go dead. My own, them kind of. Worse than feet wound. So,
well, you can't see.
Two of you can't see, but one got dead. But one got dead. Who you kill? Even better.
Mine's not killing
even them. Better. You know, she's smart.
You can't kill them.
Yeah, make them work together as lover.
As an EMT.
No, I tell them something about reaching them.
I tried my best.
Yeah, when I say me I apply pressure to your that's neck, I dismay you. Oh no. Breathe, sir, breathe. Let me come closer to your sake. The boom boom me good. You're waiting for that for the boom boom. And then we go to her and say, you big dirty bitch. I'm and I can chew a car slowly. You big dirty bitch. Ow. You're going. You see this? You're crushing. You're crushing the damn jelly over body.
Jelly over man.
Over body, you're crushing.
Hey.
You took my 2023 jelly. You crush over body. You don't have the manners, eh?
No, I save her life.
Not save shit.
The reason I save her life is because I love her.
I love her again.
Love can't just go.
You know, Carlos said this to me. Oh, wait, yesterday he said to me.
Me?
But, me too, something wrong with me because me easy to detach.
Yeah.
Because when I talk about some people I talk to in the past, well, past, yeah. So, I'm saying, well, I'm to such and such people. I'm saying, You know, say, I'm not really talk to them again. I'm say, so just say that. I'm say, yeah. You say, no feeling away. I'm say, no. You something wrong with you.
Achoo.
Oh, you mean nothing wrong with me?
Brother, wait, anybody go to what?
Achoo, I go through heartbreak already.
I never go through, that's why.
Yeah, I go through with something.
Achoo, I never get born, no, I never go.
No, I never born, make me get heartbreak, you just the end.
But feelings,
so, because the thing is, anybody who me been with, me
fantasize a life with them already.
No, me build a connection.
Yeah, but build a connection to the person. Facts. Facts. Achoo, because you see me, you know, if me other person that I'm say him in there with the woman, all of the love for me the feel for him, this man is immediately gone. Not one drop left in me.
That's not
gone, me. Gone.
That's not me.
Bomba dog, trauma. Not even me would have wanted. Oh my god.
In that moment, just want to save our life. You ever upset with their woman?
Make her wrap this up.
You ever upset with the partner, but you still want to care for them?
No. Well, that's a different case. That's like saying, what she played them, and myself, what she played them from money, yeah, annoy me. Yeah, sure. Can you imagine that I have me upon a wicked arch and it slip out and I reach back and put it back in? Mighty God, disrespect.
First of all, you should be ashamed of yourself, because it slip out. For the back. It slip out. How can it slip out? Alabacas.
There are ways. Leave the loop.
I should put it in the back.
The fact that she grab it and put it in the back.
Anyways, thank you guys for watching.
Please,
yeah,
watching.
Because.
You're in the
So answer the question. Eh? You know, so she do that right before the crash. You still see her?
Yeah.
Wow, you really have got heaven coming out of it.
I got that
on work train. Wow, you're better than me, cause me all go there and say, oh wow. Cause if I for save somebody, me I save the man, me not save her. Me not save her.
Why?
No. Cause you know in a Christianity, you can get divorced for adultery and adultery and death. Imagine me, I get the combo. Chichi and Jagger dead.
It's a combo deal.
It's a combo deal. So who am I to refuse it? That means I'm free now if you can get a new pooms. Move on. Me not deal with that. Me not deal with that. This is a long time I play PK Poison. We could do three.
Not in this episode, in the other one.
Why?
Because it's long enough. Anyways, thank you guys for watching. And remember, guys, upgrade the membership.
Oh. And, I saw we do this thing.
Do good.
I saw we do this thing.
Do good to people.
I saw we do this thing. You know, me talk to you.
No, we can't do that. I don't want.
Better.
No, wait a minute.
Don't lie to me, no.
Guys, watch the next episode. Let's say we're going to do it.
Guys, if you're going to say no, tell him say my own lie. He's a liar, and cheater.
Me just.
He's not faithful to me.
me just got said to him, say we do good.
Yeah, that's
be
what liars
good to
do.
People, guys. Save who you can save. Not because of your revengefulness make you don't want to.
Guys,
save
who
life.
Would you save? Would you save your spouse or the boner man?
Why me I save her from
our family?
Mix. Yeah, of course.
Instantly
for real, I agree. It's not because we're born in November.
It's come to mind.
It just popped in my mind,
but me never ever say it.
It's too revengeful.
You know what? If you like, say, on over the sorry.
It's all too vengeful.
When I form a connection, isn't it? But as Miguel said, connection can break like flow.
Oh, wow. Bad man,
isn't it?
You want to break up me, Miguel?
As we say, guys, big up on yourself.
Yeah. And at the end of the day.
At night.
And when night come.
We finally like to end the episode.
Okay.
Thank you, guys. Yeah, we made it.